On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Do you know the name Rashawn Gary? If you do, then they got somebody you know. The Dallas Cowboys have made a trade. We'll talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by Window Nation and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And we're trying to fact check the insiders here.
So Diana Rossini, I think she got it wrong initially. She said it was for a third round pick. It's for a day three pick. Of course, we know the draft right here on 105 Through the Fan has the first round Thursday. And then day two is rounds two and three. So a day three pick.
And Schefter is saying late day three. We haven't seen what it is yet. Everybody else is just saying day three at the moment, but Schefter is saying late day three.
Hmm. All right, let's talk about the player, as the scouts would say, Bob.
I mean, he's obviously like not one that I'd been doing a ton of like deep dive on, but obviously knowing.
And I also don't know why Schefter said D tackle. I think Odyssey may have repeated Schefter on that. Like, let's change that up, guys. In terms of like D tackle, because then you do have to trade Osa.
this would be defensive line. But again, if you want to talk about some of the reason why Osa might be on the outs a little bit, Christian Parker couldn't talk enough about how much he loved Kenny Clark, and Kenny Clark was the best in the league that I saw doing this. Rashawn Gary's first 2 years in the NFL were Christian Parker's first 2 years in the NFL, and they were together in Green Bay. And so there's familiarity there for sure for Christian Parker.
He's a big man.
He's big. He has always been an athletic freak. And he was somebody who I think was thought of as being sort of a disappointment the first couple of years. And then he rallied around and had become a really solid edge rusher.
Michigan?
Michigan. Coming out of Michigan. Was sort of just a raw player at first, but ended up being just a steady pass rusher there. Earned a Pro Bowl appearance in 2024. Last year, it seemed like he just kind of got sideways and sour with Green Bay. And yeah, that they didn't get along anymore. And there was, when people talked about Micah Parsons' end of the season, talking about, well, we need guys who do this or do that. And he was talking about effort and guys need to check themselves or whatever his little rant was about at the end of the year when he was on in the locker room on crutches. A lot of Green Bay people were like, is this shots fired at Rashawn Gary?
Okay, I not getting very fun, exciting intel back from our Green Bay guys. And I trust Kevin Turner. KT, fun tweets. He's a Packer fan.
PFF, by the way, was a 68, 53rd out of 115 edge defenders.
I texted him and Sandler, who follow the Packers closely. KT said, Gary was very good until Micah got hurt, and then he sucked, and I do believe it's as simple as that. He ran out of gas pretty quick. I think he's washed. His fall off is wild. After Micah got hurt, he stunk. Put it this way, Green Bay is thrilled they were going to cut him.
Yep.
Jared, he was not a star. He was good, but looks like he's aging quickly. Never became an elite sacker of the quarterback. Don't think he ever had more than 9. Tons of pressures, but not a finisher.
Well, if he's aging quickly,
he's 28.
Then his cap is aging worse. Now his base salary is, you know, 18 and 21 million over the next 2 years. He's signed through 27. His cap number right now is 28 million. For this year and next year, it's $31 million. You know, so you could obviously post June 1 these. Obviously, they're not worried about that. They would have traded for him just to cut him. So none of that matters. It's a hefty cap figure.
I will point out, too, I don't know how closely they still work together, but Brandon Jordan, the pass rush specialist they just hired, he worked extensively with Rashawn Gary when he was coming out in the draft. Like, that was one of his first big prospects that he worked closely with. So you've got experience here with Christian Parker. You've got BT Jordan, who's the pass rush coach now, who has worked with him before. So, I mean, this is, I understand why this happened just from a connection standpoint right there.
All right, I got another Green Bay guy. This is not KT or Sandler. He's lackluster. should have feasted with Parsons on the opposite side and was just the same, and then had zero sacks after Parsons went down, does not give full effort. University of Michigan, underachiever in the league. I hope he leaves us. So he's not even aware of the breaking news that the Cowboys just dealt for him. Look, the way this is sounding right now, with the draft pick becoming later and later, give me the money again, Choppy, please.
28-31.
28-31
in terms of the cap hits.
Okay.
For the next 2 years. The money is like 18-21. A base salary.
18?
That's a base salary.
Ooh. Let me look up this contract real quick.
Yeah, Bobby, figure out a way to finagle that lower, please.
4 for $96, I think, was the number I saw.
Because I was about to say, before this contract kicks in and shuts me up, this feels like just an appetizer. Based upon what I'm hearing about him from everyone, I don't know that this would take them out of Hendrickson. Unless you tell me that this $20 million is not being manipulated, eaten,
right,
scrapped, clawed.
So here it is. So the base salary is 18. The prorated signing bonus is 8.5.
They don't take any of that.
They don't worry about that?
Nope.
Okay, so the cap number, yeah, and that was, and this year is 18, last year was, and next year is 21. So it was 29-30 season.
His number is 18. That's what it is. Because they're not going to take on any of the prorated bonuses. That'll stay with Green Bay. So
it'll be 18-21 will be his number.
His guaranteed money's already gone. So I'm guessing this is a reworked deal.
So because I'm not thrilled about paying 18 for what everyone is texting.
No. But I mean, like, it's also, I mean, 18 for a pass rusher. Like, I mean, like, you just went through the list of tiers there. It's not like if you're paying 18, you're necessarily getting a world beater. I mean, what did Dorrance Armstrong sign for? 15? So, I mean, if he's at $18 million, I would imagine they're going to do something to adjust that a little bit. As Jason McCourty on ESPN has already given them an A for the Rashawn Gary trade.
Dang!
But I think that, yeah, this would be, I would guess that number is going to be lower than 18. And I would guess that him coming here, what Christian Parker's going to want to do, he's going to be really versatile. I would guess he could, if need be, because of his size and his athleticism, he could stand up as an edge rusher. He could be like an outside linebacker in some instances. He could be one of the three down linemen at times, I would think, as a 4-eye defensive end, because he's just got the size and the athleticism in general for it. We'll see. We'll watch him. We'll see if he's got, like, what the tape looks like. But in general, like, this is a versatile player that they can move around and have do different things.
All right. Kevin Walker is telling me that Rapp just said it's a 2027 fourth.
Okay.
It's a 2027 fourth rounder for Gary.
Well, it's day three.
Nick Harris has it too. Yep. So I was right. That's the important thing, is I was right when I guessed a fourth.
There you go.
That's all we have to worry about,
yes,
guys.
Yes, that's what we care about.
Bobby knows Paul.
All right. You know, my initial feel right now in the moment is,
it's positive. I think it's positive. Is it like a slam dunk? No, and I think you're right. I don't think this takes them out of spending for other people. This is a decent trade where they'll be able to use flexibility for him. I'll watch him a little closer and see, but I think he's going to be somebody that they regularly have out there. He's going to, in all likelihood, be a starter.
Okay, someone else texted and says the Trey stuff is news to them. That's from Ricky Scoops as of 8:31 a.m. So thank you, Mr. Individual, for that. But Hendrickson news would be news to the Cowboys as of 8:30 this morning. All right. 877-881-1053.
Maybe this is an NBA thing where LeBron just decides where he's going to go and the other team's like, okay.
Yeah. Fourth, I was hoping it was a little later. I definitely don't want it to be $20 million.
I mean, this team throws fourth rounders out there.
It's supposed to be a new day. Supposed to be a new day. New day. We're checking with Green Bay insiders to come on as well as the news is breaking on the home of America's team. The sack numbers for Gary throughout his career. I'll start from 2019. 2, 5, 9.5, 6, 9, and then 7.5 in each of the last 2 years.
Clowney. Think about Clowney. Gary, in all likelihood, for them, will be younger Clowney with more ability to cover.
Yeah, I was just about to say, give me the Christian Parker fit.
This is the Clowney replacement. This is when they were talking about, oh, we're going to go get Jadeveon Clowney, we're going to do this. They're saying, okay, we can have somebody with size and athleticism and somebody who can fit probably more naturally into playing that outside backer than Clowney can at this point, and can do a little bit more for you other than just get after the quarterback. I would say that as a Clowney replacement, this is a they view this as an upgrade over Clowney to do what Clowney did for them last year and more in Parker.
Do you see that?
I haven't watched him yet. I mean, I'll watch him when I get home later today. I know that if you're talking about his athleticism and his size and his age and his durability, yes, he's above Clowney in that sense.
I just don't like hearing that he was about to be cut.
Well, Minka,
a fourth was given up.
Minka was about to be cut.
Yeah, and it took a seventh.
Right.
That's a long way from a fourth.
But Minka just got a new deal. Like Gary, they've got complete flexibility to maneuver his money around. Because I don't think there's anything guaranteed on the back end of this.
And they could restructure it?
Yes. So basically, they could make a restructure. They could turn some into bonus money. They could do that. I would imagine they would want potentially, and I haven't heard this, this is just my guess, there's 2 years left and there's that amount of money that's on the books and none of it's guaranteed. I would imagine they'd want to try and finagle it even more by creating an extension, maybe. Like saying, like, oh, it's a 3-year deal now. We've tacked some void years onto it. I would guess that's more how they'd like to manipulate the money a little bit.
Okay, more text from Green Bay people. He played the fewest snaps of any starter on the team, and that includes...
So he's fresh.
That includes Parsons, who was hurt for half the year. Played the fewest snaps. Yeah. Any starter on the team.
You know, Mike missed half the year.
Look, I think that Gary, what you're talking about here is obviously like he had definitely gotten sideways with them and he was going to be on his way out. And all that can be true. If you're talking about a year in advance, again, generally we knock around off of that because you have no idea what the value is going to be. So in a lot of teams' eyes, that would be a fifth, basically, that they traded for Rashawn Gary. And I think you're going to get more than fifth round production out of just his usage and then in all likelihood, the actual quality of play. But this is, again, when you go out there, you always want to acquire people. When new defensive coordinators walk in, they always want to acquire evangelists. They need somebody who's played in the system before, somebody who's played within what they're trying to preach to people, and to go out there and go, hey, listen to me. You can succeed in this system. I've done it. I've seen it. You've got to always have a couple veterans that you acquire who come here to preach it. And so I think Rashawn Gary's better than probably anybody they had last year, just on when I had watched him leading into the Dallas game. But, you know, I'll see if some of that was effort related at the end.
Do you know how crazy you would have to be to go anywhere else? One more hour left to go on the home of the Cowboys, how they stack up with the rest of the NFL entering free agency. And Bobby gives his free agent predictions after they've already traded for Rashawn Gary from Green Bay. And we have the Red Zone at 9:20 with Green Bay insiders on call next on The Fan.
Lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The
Corey.
Fan.
I'm still broken.
We were trying to figure out life as we go here. How do you enjoy the free agency period? The Cowboys move so far. Where are we with Rashawn Gary? Guys, Rashawn Gary is going to be a guy for you.
Aw.
I don't know exactly how, like, we're going to look at it and go, okay, we got all the money exactly where we want, but whenever he steps onto the football field, Christian Parker's got to figure a way out to get the best out of him. Now, Christian Parker has some people in place that are legitimate good coaches that I think can handle this and work well with him. But when it comes to the player and what we saw in, like, the last six games last year, last 11 games, it wasn't the quality that people wanted from in Green Bay for sure. Now, how much was that affected by other outside things and the fact that the dude had his replacement already drafted for him and playing time changed for him? Who knows? But Christian Parker was there in 2019, 2020, in the first couple of years for Rashawn Gary. He has an idea of what he wants in that guy. Because this is interesting, because did anybody ever hear this name floated out there beforehand?
Not really.
No, no, nobody really did. Because we weren't obviously looking for these trade-type situations either, these scenarios. We were looking for more like, all right, free agency. We heard about the Vikings edge guy. And so the Cowboys are where they are right now in that it's not official. Because, Kevin, it can't be official because legal tampering doesn't start until
stupid name for this time.
1 hour from now. Now here's what I have.
Even then, I don't think it can be official until Wednesday.
Yeah. What do you think every conversation is like leading up to today? Because this morning we wake up and Twitter is full, Alec, with headlines that say this player, this many years, this deal. We see all this stuff going on. Do you think that GMs are walking up to HR and they're like, you know, or their Frank Provenzano guy, and they're just like, here are the numbers, print out the stuff, fax it over to them right now. And they're like, we don't have a fax machine anymore, sir. And they're like, get these over, get them printed. I want it done right now. Or you think it's like, hey, we're looking to spend some money. Like what at the combine? Hey, look, we're looking to spend some money. You're talking to agents and you start really getting the structure of these things already built.
See, I would have assumed that most of it would have looked like what the Cowboys did with Terrence Steele. Like race to get as much money as possible. And they're like, all right, look, Terrence Steele, we're not going to cut you, which is what I feel like for a while I thought that was what was going to happen, but we're going to give you a pay cut. But you're going to be pumped about the pay cut because we're going to give you guaranteed money. Oh. And so I feel like they've spent most of this time just trying to chop salary off the book so they can make these moves. And then I wonder if a couple of GMs got caught flat-footed because they're like, oh, crap, that's right, I forgot how many deals get done before 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's where the Cowboys have – they've answered the call on what we asked for them at the end of the season. And that was, you better get your defensive coordinator quickly. And they said, okay, we'll make sure we do a thorough search and we'll make sure we get the person quickly. And that didn't take very long. Then once they thought, hey, Christian Parker's the guy, they made it happen. And then you'd have to start now. Obviously, the Pickens deal not being done, I'm guessing they're just going, well, we'll figure this money into the conversation. We know where it is. But Kevin, they have to have that money available to them before they can go sign players, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably saying to themselves, we'll spend this amount of money while we have this amount of money available with George Pickens. We'll spend it on him.
I like this idea. Does that make this the illegal tampering period? Because it's been very busy.
Yeah. No, in
the 903.
And that's where, like, this week between the combine and now, just shorten the week. I know what the NFL does. The NFL's like, let's just use as many of these days as we can. Every single day is an opportunity for a headline. And the NFL understands that. And so that's why they're just like, let's just use the days. Just keep them cranking and we'll be fine.
Can I read one of these texts already?
Yeah.
Man, people are already super fired up. From the 401, as usual, the Cowboys haven't done S in free agency. Just a reminder, free agency doesn't actually start for another 54 minutes. I'm not saying that you're wrong and they won't do S, but it hasn't even started yet, so I feel like that's probably
Unfair. When I think whenever that actually kicks off, you'll start to see the Cowboys have been preparing. I think they really have been preparing for these things and having the right conversations, because Jerry Jones told us at the end of the year, he doesn't do that typically. He admitted that they misviewed what the defense was.
Whoops.
Yeah, he said that's exactly what he said. Hey, you got to have a good offense? Bam. And he was like, you got to have another receiver? But he pointed out all the good things, and then he goes, then you got to get a defense that can keep people from getting past the 50. Whoops. And then he also pointed out special teams and their inability to get good field position. So there were some things that he said, we have to fix and correct those right now. And within the next hour, you will start the – this will be the illegal tampering period for the next hour. And after that, legal tampering is what we'll call it from there on. So,
because for some reason, they have still decided not to start the league year until Wednesday. And so all of these deals are like theoretical until, I mean, I'm sure you have an agreement in place, but it's stupid.
So 365 days from now will be the new league year? Is that how it works?
It starts in 2 days and will be
from the next 2 days.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So those are the moves so far. Like, that's really it so far. Unless you want to add in some other ones that you're now, we're starting to hear some other things starting to percolate regarding the future. But at this moment, the Rashawn Gary deal, I give it a good one. Unless now we're talking Terrence Steele and some of these other things that aren't really additions, they're just opening some space up so that you can make these additions.
All right, so let's talk about that. And so here's a way to look at it. So Terrence Steele, depending on who you believe this morning, has opened up about $9.5 to $13 million of cap space. My theory is, I'm guessing it's 9.5 for this year and 13 over the life of the new guarantees of that contract. And then you also restructured Malik Hooker, who's another person, you know, we talked about this in Overreaction Reality, I don't know, like a month ago, the possibility of cutting Hooker, the possibility of cutting Terrence Steele. Instead, you're going to keep both of them. So let's just say you save $9.5 million and then you save $2 million from Malik Hooker. You could have the Rashawn Gary contract, assuming they restructure that as well, come in at about $8 million, which means so far this morning, the Cowboys have traded a fourth round pick in 2027 for Rashawn Gary and $3.5 million in salary cap space.
Okay.
And so, like, that when you say like there, oh, that's pretty good. And so, like, all of these kind of work in cooperation. But I've been surprised for a while that the Cowboys are going to keep Terrence Steele, but they love his run blocking. So there you go.
I wanted to ask about Steele and Hooker. If you would have cut them outright, how much more could you have saved on the cap than doing this? Now obviously you're going to give me a number that spreads out.
Right.
But then you got to take that number and say, okay, how much is the next better free agent going to cost you?
See, if I remember correctly, I think if you'd have moved on from Terrence Steele, you could have saved like $12 million.
Okay.
But then you still in 2027 would have eaten like $6.5 or $7 million. And that's what people do all the time. Like, that's what the Dolphins are doing with the Tua cut, right? They're cutting Tua $99 million in dead money, but they're post June 1st-ing it. The whole reason you post June 1st it is so you can split the dead money in half. And so what people really like to do, Corey, that sometimes drives me a little crazy, is like, oh, you cut Terrence Steele, you save $12 million. Kind of, but then in 2027, I've already given you $7 million in debt. And you're like, what the crap? Terrence Steele hasn't been here in 2 years. Why am I still paying that? That's what you just did with Zach Martin. You just moved Zach Martin off the books.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't played for you in a minute.
And you also have to hire their replacement and move on there. And I don't know if that's enough to say, all right, we got $3 million here. Now let's go spend $9 million. We're only spending really six. On the next guy that's going to replace him. So the Cowboys look at the player in one of two different ways, Kevin. It's the cheapest option. We're able to restructure and get some money back in this situation. But we're keeping the player at a reasonable price to us because we like the player.
Sure.
Or we like the player enough, we're just not willing to pay him that much more money anymore. But we're not going to go find anybody else as good or better on the market for the price that we're going to pay them right now. And so that's where the Cowboys are kind of sitting with that. Kevin, when it comes to the fourth round trades,
yes.
This is from our friend Kyle Yeomans, otherwise known as...
Could you say it one more time?
Kyle Yeomans. Cowboys fourth round trade since the year 2000.
They love to get rid of these fourth round picks.
OJ Santiago in 2001 for a fourth round, or 2001 fourth round pick in the year 2000. Adam Pac-Man Jones in 2008 fourth round pick in 2008. Trey Lance.
Oh.
Jonathan Mingo.
Oh, dear.
And Rashawn Gary. All right, Kevin, I would like to say that I don't feel that any of those. Maybe Pac-Man turned out all right for a minute, but any of those turned out fantastic.
About to make a bold proclamation.
This will be the best fourth-round trade since the year 2000 that the Cowboys have made?
Even bolder.
Oh, my.
Actually, it's not really bold at all. That Rashawn Gary will have more of an impact than Trey Lance and Jonathan Mingo combined in their first year.
I think you should go ahead and add O.J. Santiago in that mix, too.
I have to admit, I do not remember that player
for him.
Whatsoever.
I had high hopes for O.J. Santiago.
I don't remember him.
Why not?
You tell me. What did he do? Played. See, you now you have to look it up.
He was a tight end, I believe.
None of us know.
He's 51 now.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense.
He was a tight end from Atlanta. He came here. Guess how many games he started?
Two.
Zero.
Oh, man.
But he was available for all those games. Guess how many catches he had?
Four.
Yeah, you could just say zero for everything.
Zero.
He was essentially a fourth round draft pick,
later
Jonathan
in the
Mingo.
Game, made some key catches.
So this year, it will be the year that O.J. Santiago puts it all together.
That feels unlikely. From the 817, man, a seventh for Minka Fitzpatrick. I wish we would have done that. But Corey, I thought you brought up a good point always. But also in the crosstalk is you have to look at the rest of it, right? Because what did they also do? They gave him a 3-year, $40 million extension, which theoretically 13.3333 infinity. But you could probably have that cap hit at about $7 million. And so could the Cowboys have dealt off a seventh and had Minka Fitzpatrick as your safety on the books for $7 million? Theoretically, yes. But maybe if you would have gotten a competition with that team, they would have been like, well, I'll give you a sixth. Well, I'll give you a conditional fifth. And like all of a sudden, you're like, oh, what the hell just happened?
All right, so let's.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Thompson, be incredibly exciting. You broke him down for us in what you saw on tape last week.
I like the player, and I don't think that keeps him from drafting another safety. And I saw where Hooker
restructured
some of his money.
Yeah, he's in the plans.
So
for
he's
sure.
obviously in the plan. So
they could use somebody else. And I think they tendered Wanya Thomas.
Did they do that?
Is that part of the deal with him and TJ Bass?
Yeah, I don't think he did. No, he was not.
So he'll be a restricted free agent.
Yeah,
From restricted to full-on free agency.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think
so they moved on from Wanya?
They moved on from Thomas, yeah. There were a couple of guys that they moved on from.
Brock Hoffman.
Hoffman and him, I think, were the two guys. And then they had, and then 2 weeks ago, they moved on from Wilson.
Right.
So, you know, here they are right now. They're going to have to do something at safety.
So they're bringing Hooker back. I think that would be a guy that if he has to start, you're like, okay. But if they could make him their third best deep safety, well, that would be really fun if you still drafted a guy on top of the move they could make for Jalen Thompson, who, if you missed it last week, Brian said he can play back, he can be single high, he can be down in the box, and he can play slot.
I think there's a lot to like about Jalen Thompson. I see a guy that can cover the single high stuff, the guy that could occasionally, when you mentioned playing the slot, you know, I'm not saying he's one of these guys you want to be linebacker guy, but he can kind of play as a rover in the middle of the field. He's got a really good feel for how to play the position. Very good awareness around the ball, tackles well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see why Dallas is making him somewhat of a priority here.
Super smart player from what I understand.
Yeah.
You know, and a guy that can help bring Christian Parker's vision to life.
That's always going to be the hope.
Okay, man, so the Cowboys make the move for Rashawn Gary. That's the top story of the day. 2027 fourth rounder. Maybe that's an overpay. Is that a good place to start? Like,
as much as Dallas messes up fourth round picks, and I'm okay with this one. You know, Junior Fehoko or Rashawn Gary, you know, take your pick. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, overpay, sure. You know, but yeah, for a team that drafts well or has been drafting well, yeah, that's pretty significant. Dallas hadn't been drafting well. The reason why they're going to have to go out and get guys like Gary and others is because they did not draft well. So to me, I'm like, listen, if you give me the opportunity, like what, a third round pick for George Pickens, that's one of the best trades you'll ever make. One of the best, you know, that's your hope right there. Dallas has blown so many picks on the defensive side of the ball. And I know it sounds like it's a cynical thing, but it's true. Just go through them. A fourth-round pick is a fourth-round pick. And you know, we've seen plenty of these guys come in here and not even sniff. So to me, if they're leaning on their pro department because of Gary here in a fourth round pick, I'm okay with that. Because I until they prove that they can continue to draft well again, I'm a little nervous, to be honest, about 12 and 20 as we go here, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
It's definitely a round that they feel comfortable trading. I mean, they traded a fourth for Trey Lance, traded a fourth for Jonathan Mingo. Mm-hmm. Now they trade a fourth for Rashawn Gary. They hit on offensive players if you go back in the fourth round. Ferguson, of course, Dak, Tony Pollard, Biotish. But, yeah, defensively, it hasn't been kind if you go back to Junior Fajoco back in 2023. So, hey, I Packer fans, and I'm interested when we talk with Pete at 3 o'clock, talked with KT and Jared, who are both Packer fans that I trust. And, I mean, Enagbare signed a deal, got apparently is better, and that was less than what Rashawn Gary's contract's going for. I think he was 10 a year. Gary's at 18 a year. That's what KT was saying. He thinks he's a better pass rusher. But I think Gary fits a lot of things that they need. He's a guy that can set the edge. He can defend the run. He can give you some pass rush ability. Did he drop off for the second half? Sure. Maybe there's a reason for that. But to me, that's certainly a better player than what you had when you woke up this morning. So I don't mind the move at all.
Would you rather just brought back Clowney?
I think that when you start to talk about guys that play in the run and being a younger guy, I'll take Gary over Clowney.
I agree.
Well, it's not a lot of money, you know. It's less than half of what Micah Parsons is getting. But what I would love to see them do is restructure this thing. And I saw Todd Archer talking on Cowboys Twitter about how maybe the Cowboys could be expected to do that. And if you could bring his cap number down, this is when it gets really exciting. If you bring his cap number down with a full restructure, it would be a $4 million cap hit or just under $4 million. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking at, you know, an opportunity to bring in your Jalen Thompson.
Yeah.
And, you know, you still only spent $20 million of cap space for this year. Maybe you backload Jalen Thompson and you use that cap savings to go find N'Kobe Dean and plug him in there. So, you know, to what extent do the Cowboys want to use that cap strategy to bring in players? My excitement level will run right along with that. Like bringing in Rashawn Gary, a nice piece. You still need four good defensive players, don't
sure.
you, before
Absolutely.
We get to full-on
yeah.
arousal?
Yeah.
About what could happen in 2026.
We're not fully torqued by any means.
No.
Yeah. It's like a half pop.
What the guy had signed to Carolina, right? Phillips?
Yes. Jalen Phillips, who, hey, Eagles didn't get their guy. So now he's in Carolina.
Okay. Was that 100? How much was that? $120 million?
Let me find out for you, sir.
Did he have the same amount of sacks as James Houston this year?
He didn't have a ton of them. Four or so?
Jalen Phillips. That's why this thing's so out of whack. I think Houston had
He was a big pressure guy. I don't know if he was a big sack guy.
5.5?
This past year, yeah, he had 2 sacks with the Eagles, 3 sacks with the Dolphins, so, total of 5 sacks.
Yeah, and he just got $120 million out of this deal?
Yeah.
This just shows you how whack this thing really, really is. The evaluations, how different they could be, you know? I think there's things that Gary could absolutely do to help you play really good run defense. And I think there's ways that he's got that first step explosiveness that he can help you with some pass rush stuff. He's going to finish when he gets back there. But he's going to play this is a move that's very similar to like having Tank Lawrence on your team again.
100%
This is a Tank Lawrence player. Now go out at 12 and 20 and get him somebody that can come screaming off the edge to the other side. That's what you need. So you got those guys inside. You got this guy that can play the edge, like Tank Lawrence play the edge, and it gives you an occasional sack or two, and maybe more, and then get somebody that can friggin' rush the passer. That's what you need. That's what this defense will be so much better if they take that route.
Now, if it doesn't work out, I will say we'll go back and say kind of the same thing that we've preached about the defensive coordinator, where you sign a defensive coordinator, now you're going to let this guy basically dictate the personnel here. And the report was this morning, I know Sean and RJ said, I don't know if it was Todd or somebody else throughout their Jimmy Fowler, that they are leaning on Christian Parker when it comes to now player evaluation.
Yeah, but
so there's a connection here with him and the player and Derek Ainsley as well, who was with him in Green Bay, yeah. That's now with the Cowboys. So they know this guy, and that's why they're bringing him here. And Kenny Clark obviously knows him. They played together for years.
Yeah, but we got to be careful with that kind of stuff too. But my man was getting coffee for the coaches when he was a Green Bay.
Yeah, he was there for 2 years. The year he was drafted,
he wasn't coaching the guy up. You know what I'm saying? So, but to your point, like there's some
Ainsley definitely was.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other, but Christian Parker wasn't. He was getting coffee for everybody.
858 says Rashawn Gary played less and less each year, so you signed a declining player and lost another fourth round pick. There's some risk to it, you know, and the Cowboys wanted to make sure they were at the front of the line to get Rashawn Gary instead of hoping that they could outbid him after Gary hit free agency. I guess they believe he's a better player than Owe and Mafe and Bosa, or would be a better investment at $20 million. That's unguaranteed, by the way, and it gives you more beef. But I like what Brian said about Tank Lawrence, because one of the main complaints about him was that he didn't get you sacks. But as you could see when he was dropped into a situation in Seattle, it's not just the sacks. It's everything else he does as far as being a good player, keeping the opposition honest, setting that edge. We heard similar stuff for probably 3 or 4 years about Anthony Spencer. You know, like fans just didn't like him because he only got 8 or 9 sacks a year there around 2010, 2011. As D-Ware was blowing up on the other side, they felt like, well, you know, you should get another QB hunter on the other side. They didn't appreciate all the little things that Anthony Spencer did. But one thing's for sure, this Cowboys coaching staff hasn't talked in a way that would suggest they want QB hunters who are liabilities in other parts. They traded away Micah Parsons. You know, and Shoddy was just asked at the combine, what are you looking for in your edges? And he said, first, we want him to set the edge and get after the quarterback and drop. But, you know, so I don't know if those superstar type of edges are going to be the kind of guys that they go looking for and sacrifice in order to get. They're willing to sacrifice in order to make sure they have balanced edge setters who also, you know, can go get the quarterback. 920 says, I live in Green Bay. Not a lot of great things to say about them. The haters are coming out here for a new guy. A lot of haters,
man.
All right, keep these coming in at 877-881-1053.
Here's a positive, right? The 33rd team put this out earlier today. Since Rashawn Gary entered the league, there's only him. He's one of 6 players with 45 or more sacks, 300 or more pressures, and a pressure rate above 15%. It's Myles Garrett, pretty damn good. Micah Parsons, we know pretty good. Nick Bosa, Trey Hendrickson, Josh Hines-Allen of the Jags, and Rashawn Gary. So he's been an extremely productive player. So the Cowboys got better. I mean, that's the bottom line. Is he the answer to all of their problems? No, not at all. Would I still love for them to go and bring in a Mafe? 100% I would. I still would absolutely draft one of these guys. But Rashawn Gary is a guy that is a complete player. He was a captain at Green Bay, can fill a leadership void, and is better than what you've had on the roster.
Okay. I think Tank Lawrence might be listening, guys. And he has a 214 phone number.
We love you, Tank. He is local.
An occasional sack or two. How about 39.5 total sacks over the last 5 years? Exclamation point. That's either Tank or the leader of the Tank Lawrence fan club.
Sure.
And a 2023 Cowboys player show with us.
Yes.
Here in the G-Bag Nation. So we love Tank.
That's our guy, Super Bowl champion.
817, Gary is a ton about fit. Setting the edge allows you to play the nickel more. Okay, appreciate your feedback. Go ahead and keep those coming. Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous in the nation. Cowboys did do the extension with Terrence Steele, create some cap space, about $13 million worth, includes $22 million in fully guaranteed money, a base value of $33 million and an upside to $36 million. So basically, he took a pay cut to stay
here.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Nice. So not ideal, but at $11 million for a starting right tackle, that's tiny money.
That's a hell of a deal for the Cowboys. It really is.
And I'd like better, but you couldn't say go pick one, especially unless you use 12. Maybe you could feel pretty good at 12 if you made that your pick, that you'd get a better player, but then you couldn't use the picks to fix defense. I would like them to backload more money on other contracts and go sign one. But you know, I think a decent compromise, and probably showed you that they're closer to how the fans are thinking about it than previous administrations. That, I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. Terrence Steele got benched. He got benched temporarily.
He did for Nate Thomas. Mm-hmm. And maybe they still say, hey, especially with that price lowered, maybe we have a competition.
Okay. And the Cowboys also restructured with Malik Hooker. So maybe we could talk more about those a little bit later on. Ricky Scoops was back at it. Looked like maybe with a new account. Did he get his account rescinded over the weekend?
He deletes and then reposts and another one. I mean, people are like, the NFL is trying to find him. I don't know if this is a way of him staying like off the radar, off the grid. But yeah, he does this. He just pops up. Boom. Here's Ricky Scoops.
So he pop, and we weren't getting butt cracked or ball sacked. I guess the Cowboys were getting close to getting Trey Hendrickson was what he said this morning. Got people pretty excited about it. I imagine they could still go get Trey Hendrickson if they do the fancy restructuring. But there's no other credible accounts that are following this up in any way, are there, Brian? Nobody can confirm this.
I asked the people at the Cowboys, and they said it was news to them that they had a deal with Hendrickson. So, you know, people say, well, they could lie to you too, Broadus. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll tell you what they do with me when I ask a question and they don't want to answer it. They just leave me on read.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. They say, hey, we can't answer that question. And then they move on. So I don't feel like I get lied to. But if, you know, but like I said, I think they're people, I think people trust these Ricky Scoops guys more than they trust guys and gals that live in that building, you know, which is, you know, I think that's kind of weird in a way. But yeah, there was never a Schefter. There was never any one of these national, you know, the guys and gals over at NFL Network. None of those people had this going off at 8:30 this morning when he posted that. So, yeah, can they still do it as we speak? Sure. But as we speak right now, I think there's some legitimate concerns about his medical history.
I think it's got to be, right? Or else why is the market so quiet for him?
Yeah.
Like Chad Ochocinco put out, Trey Hendrickson will end up a Cowboy. Maybe they've got a relationship, the Cincinnati ties. But as of right now, man, unless you get that medical cleared, the Cowboys don't seem like they're playing in the water for injured dudes.
Nope. And they talked about even though McCoy, the Tennessee guy. Jerry came out on the bus and was talking about, you know, one of the better corners in the draft. Like, we don't have time for rehab players.
Yeah.
You know, and McCoy's going to run for he's going to run for scouts, you know, coming up here pretty soon.
Maybe so, they need the offer to come down quite a bit.
I think that's the biggest number too. I think the medical and the number is too high for them.
So maybe if it goes a couple of days, if we hit Wednesday and nobody's made that move, maybe Trey's camp says we got to bring this number down, or all the money's about to dry up, and you know the Cowboys could slide in there, and if it's an incentive laden contract or one that appreciates the fact that you know he got hurt last year and might be slowing down, that's one thing. But didn't he have like 17 sacks in 2024?
Back-to-back years, he had 17 and a half
sacks back-to-back years in 23 and 24.
And then I think it was 4 and 7 games. I mean, the dude does generate a lot of sacks.
If I'm his agent, I'm like, yeah, he had an injury. It'll be operated on. He's the guy.
He's a sack expert.
He'll get after it. Star streaks.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.